Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. That's Galactic Panama, a track from Providencia, which is the latest album by jazz pianist Danilo Perez. When he's not busy touring, Perez is a faculty member at the Berklee College of Music. He's artistic director of the college's Global Jazz Institute, which is a new program there that focuses on giving students a well-rounded music education that goes beyond just performing. Members of the Global Jazz Institute Septet were chosen to perform at this weekend's prestigious Monterey Jazz Festival in California. We spoke with students Haley Neiswanger, Kenji Herbert, and Greg Chaplin, as well as artistic director Danilo Perez, before they left. Danilo, the Berklee Global Jazz Institute started in January, and it's a unique program within the Berklee College of Music. Tell us what it is and why it was started.
Well, basically, the program was designed to really foster creativity and musicianship to various musical disciplines. In other words, to allow the student to do experiential activities, to do experiential musicianship on common settings, and to explore the powerful aspect of music in its totality.
You've also said that one of its goals is to explore the social power of music as a tool for the betterment of society. What are some of the ways that the music students at the Institute do that, that they use music to better society?
Well, do you want to add to that, Haley?
Sure. Yeah. Thus far, we've completed one semester with the Institute, and we have played at the Susan Bales Nursing Home on Mass Ave. We also have ideas for reaching out and doing a mentoring program through Berklee, through City Music, and having one-on-one students weekly where we can teach and just share our knowledge with them. I think all of us are really, you know, striving to make more connections to people and to just have the community feel better through music.
So it sounds like a lot of it has to do with where you play and who you play for, and maybe unconventional audiences, like elderly audiences.
Absolutely.
That you might not think of as a traditional jazz audience.
Quite frankly, that's one of my favorite audiences to play for.
Why?
Because they have so much history, and, you know, jazz is obviously a music of the past, you know. It didn't just now come around. So these people, you know, they grew up with this music. And when they're in a home and, you know, they don't get people visiting them every day, to be able to go there and maybe bring back memories of their past and to just make them feel better and alive and want to dance, you know, it makes me feel like I'm tingling, you know, it makes me so happy.
I wonder if the three of you, Haley and Kenji and Greg, would want to do a little improv right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
It's something free. I mean, one of the things we do, for example, is that we all resonate in frequencies. Start singing a note and go from there. We could all do it. You could do it, too. Let's do it together.
since our listeners couldn't see what was happening, I should add in some of those noises were you, Danilo, scraping your credit cards together, jangling your necklace, making whooshing noises into the mic.
Yeah. We don't need an instrument to make music. We are walking library of frequencies. You know, that's how we emotional, you know, we all have something to say. And I believe in that principle. And so they are, we send that energy there, and you see they just channel that energy and keep going.
Greg and Kenji, Danilo has said that he wants his students to understand the power of music. And he thinks that if they understand that, it will give them passion. Do you feel like working in this group and working with him has helped you understand the power of music more?
Yes. Before I came into the Institute, music was kind of something that I had grew up doing. It was fun, and I had a certain passion for it because I was good at it and because it came easy, and it was fun to do with my friends. But once I got into the Institute, it was kind of clear that we were going to look at music and its power on a new level of intensity. We started connecting it, you know, to life in general and reaching out through social change, and that's really where the human connection, you know, connects with the musical connection.
So that's Greg's take on it.
That's my take on it.
And Kenji, what's yours?
Yeah, I would absolutely say that working in the Institute has changed my views on how we can impact society with this music.
Greg Chaplin, you just made a comment about how you've sort of always been good at music. And Danilo, I imagine that you've taught many students who are naturals, you know, who have intuitive, almost effortless musical skill. But I've also read that you're a big believer in practice, practice, practice. Do you think that natural skill does not trump the need to practice intensely?
Yeah, there's a relationship between practicing music and growing as a human being. And this is what the Institute really is focusing. I mean, there's obvious, you know, when they get in the Institute, they have to have a certain level of talent. There's no doubt about that. What we really encourage in here is that if you have that talent, you actually have a responsibility. And you have, with that gift, is you have to give back to the community. And this is the main lesson they learn from this program. It's similar to other programs in a way that they do mentorship to Joe Lovano, to great artists, John Patitucci, Benny Street, Dave Liebman. They get a lot out of this program. And because they get a lot, they also are demand a lot from.
Greg and Kenji and Haley, all three of you are from very different parts of the world. Haley, you're from Portland. Kenji, you're primarily from Japan. Greg, you're from Hopedale, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. Central Mass. How does being from such different places affect the way you play together as musicians? And I actually want to hear from Greg first, because you're from Central Massachusetts, a place more associated with its former textile history than jazz greats.
Yeah, well, it was certainly interesting for me when I was growing up. I played with local professionals mainly, and my brother also played piano, and they were very straight-ahead based. And when I came to the Institute, you know, the auditions were more in a straight-ahead jazz context. And, you know, as I got exposed to everyone that was in, I realized that I was one of the few people that had that sort of background. And everyone comes with different creativity and different ideas. And it's just expanded me as a player and a person because, you know, everyone's musical personality is related to their actual personality that they have outside of music. So it's been great.
I understand you guys are going to play something for us. What is it?
We are going to play Stablemates by Benny Golson.
One, two, one, two, one, two, three.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, guys. So those were Berkeley students Haley Niswanger, Kenji Herbert, and Greg Chaplin playing Stablemates, a tune by Benny Golson. That's and Danilo Perez, their instructor and the artistic director of the Berkeley Global Jazz Institute, what do you hope these students get out of having been part of the Institute?
First of all, and more important, that they make a bigger connection to the work of these great artists. That some of the great artists, like people that like Dizzy Gillespie, Wayne Shorter, it wasn't only about music, that there was Coltrane, you know, that there was something behind, an invisible door that they needed to open, that through the experiences that we're giving them and all the opportunities and all the one-on-one interaction and all the care, they actually developed the skills needed to become role models for a new generation of musicians and inspire leadership in others. See, when you're given a situation like that, you should, as life develops for you, you understand all the beauty that comes in your life. And it's only through that recognition, through that awareness, that the enlightenment switch in your heart and your soul wake up.
Danilo Perez, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Danilo Perez is the artistic director of the Berkeley Global Jazz Institute, and also with us in the studio have been Haley Niswanger, Kenji Herbert, and Greg Chaplin, who are all students at the Institute. Thanks a lot for coming into
Thanks
the studio.
Thank you.
The septet will also perform next weekend at Berkeley's Beantown Jazz Festival. To learn more about the Berkeley Global Jazz Institute and the festival, visit our website, wbur.org/Boston. Other arts conversations are coming up next week on Radio Boston. We'll talk with Art Emerson's Rob Orchard about its inaugural season at the Paramount and with ICA director Jill Medvedow about upcoming exhibits.